We wanted to continue this this topic of North Korea and the launch today into the waters off of their east coast of a KN-15 medium-range missile.
Greg Tarin is a policy analyst at the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation. Greg, thanks for joining us. We talked earlier about Pyongyang having those military parades is back in 2012, 2013, 2015, where they would parade these mock-up of missiles capable of hitting the west coast of the United States. Are these just models, or do we have reason to believe that they have the real thing somewhere?
Yeah, so it's a great question. First off, thanks for having me. They have not flight tested an ICBM. Creating a ICBM missile that can reach those distances and accurately deliver a nuclear weapon is incredibly difficult. It requires several things: a missile, which they haven't flight tested, being able to shrink the nuclear weapon down, and actually being able to have a way to deliver that weapon accurately. And thus far, North Korea is working towards it. And it's certainly not deterred from continuing their activity, but does not appear to have that capability yet.
I think I have a hard time wrapping my head around how long it would take a missile to go 6,000 miles. I mean, I think San Francisco's 5,500, LA probably wouldn't be a whole lot more than that from North Korea. How long would it take for them to launch, for us to recognize it, and for that thing to come down if it were to actually come down on the West Coast?
Yeah, so the U.S. Intercontinental Ballistic Force used to say that they can deliver a weapon in 30 minutes or less, like a pizza. And so that would be kind of the timeline you're looking at for how long it would take, anywhere from maybe 15 to 30 minutes, depending on what kind of missile and the range there. The challenge is being able to detect it as it's coming over, being able to determine what it is. And if you were going to use missile defense as an example, being able to distinguish it from countermeasures, other decoy systems, it's a very difficult process.
Where does our missile defense technology stand?
So missile defense technology, so we have some in Alaska and we have some in California. And what we're looking at right now is honestly not great. We have done some failing tests on the most, you know, basic of conditions, and it's been a real challenge. They're meant to deter an attack limited strike, so a single missile coming over from North Korea or Iran, as opposed to a missile salvo launch from, like, Russia or China. But honestly, they're not terribly reliable. The United States is still working on it. So one thing that will be really important, actually, is to test these systems and make sure they're effective before actually deploying them.
Greg Tarin is a policy analyst, Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation. Greg, what sort of a response could the United States have? I think Rex Tillerson said our strategic patience policies are over, kind of hinting at a military strike. Wouldn't necessarily have to be nuclear, though, to decapitate their program.
Yeah, so a military strike on North Korea is an extremely complicated gamble. And frankly, you don't want to push a military option until you've exhausted all other options. And what we haven't tried effectively yet is diplomatic engagement with North Korea. And that's really going to be the only way you can freeze and try and roll back their efforts. So it looks like, A, using sanctions, making sure you're putting accurate pressure on key decision makers in North Korea, making sure you're cutting off their resources, and then making sure you're engaging with them to try and roll back and prevent further nuclear tests, further missile tests, and further development.
That's a good point, because it's been 15 years since the U.S. has held these any serious negotiations with North Korea, and people are saying that, you know, in that time, they've used that time to test and build more and more missiles and to develop nuclear weapons and conduct these nuclear tests. Where would China be in these talks, or would they be there at all at the table?
So you're absolutely right. There's a bit of a cyclical thing that happens when North Korea does something. They do something bad. The international community condemns them for it. We apply sanctions. They find ways to wiggle out of some of the sanctions, create loopholes, and then we do it all over. It's the definition of insanity, is doing it over and over and expecting a different result. So you need diplomatic engagement. China is part of the puzzle, absolutely. They're not a panacea. They're not a silver bullet, but they need to be at the table. And one thing that China can actually be really effective in is helping tighten up those sanctions, things like not buying coal from North Korea to cut back on their resources, which they've already said they're not buying any more coal this year, and also things like tightening up on North Korean state cover companies that are working in China and bringing resources back to North Korea. China can actually use their domestic capabilities to cut back on that effort, which will put serious pressure on North Korea.
President Trump is meeting with President Xi of China this week.
Do
you expect another missile test or another demonstration by North Korea?
So that's In part, it's very difficult to predict because North Korea is such an opaque country, the most, you know, black box country in the world. But they do have a track record of acting up when, you know, the United States and South Korea are doing joint exercises, when big things are happening both in China and the United States. So it certainly would appear a ripe opportunity.
Greg, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for your time. Have a great day.
You too. Greg Terran, policy analyst, Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation.